Let's get back to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Dave Lee here on the Morning News with my good friend Bill McCreevy. Bill, of course, as you just heard, runs Washburn McCreevy Funeral Chapels, which are very well known here in the metro. Bill, I appreciate your time at a very challenging time, no doubt about it, but this is a subject a lot of people need to know about, and thank you for all you're doing right now. But, boy, it's changing, isn't it?
It sure is changing, Dave, and good morning to you. And it's changed quite a bit, but we're going to weather this storm together, and we're going to get through this thing somehow, some way.
We've seen some of the video coming out of Italy where maybe one family member can go to the funeral. We've seen out of Austria maybe they have a chance to get up to five people. Bill, what's the situation? How is it working right now? Because it's a whole different set of circumstances, so how are you conducting funerals at the present time?
Well, what we're doing is, the first thing we're doing is, the highest priority is to make sure that we protect our staff and the families that we serve, and have them go back home and make sure that they're safe and not contaminating their family members or friends or anybody. And so we are considered as funeral service professionals essential workers. And we have approximately 200 employees in 16 locations, and we've given out 113 letters that say that we are essential workers. So we've identified those people that we absolutely have to have on the front line. And every morning at 8:45, we have a response team conference call. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have all of our licensed funeral directors. And we try to bring them up to speed on everything that's currently happening, and they bring us up to speed. But right now, the Minnesota Department of Health, since Governor Walz declared the shelter-at-home order, we're governed by the Minnesota Department of Health, and they have said that we can allow 10 people to be at funerals or memorial services, and then private family viewings should be, you know, limited to just immediate family. And we can webcast things and videotape. And a family member, of course, can videotape anything that they'd like. And then, of course, there's social distancing, that when we get together, we meet face-to-face with people still. But we're being like 8 feet apart from each other. Across large tables, we have large rooms, reception centers. Instead of going into small, intimate rooms, we're going into large spaces so that we're physically separated. And much of what we're doing is remote by telephone, computer, digital signatures, that type of thing, Dave.
Bill, so obviously you're still doing funerals as usual. It's just a different set of circumstances. So are people live streaming this as well? Are they watching this a lot? Are you noticing on their Facebook and the computers and wherever you might be putting it?
We are doing more of that, and that is something that's growing as time goes by. But we also have a lot of people that are, they want the real thing. They want to have a public ceremony for their family, their friends, to physically be together. So much of what's happening is we're taking care of the cremation now, we're taking care of the casket burial now, just for family, and then planning something for the future that's going to be a larger venue. And most of the obituaries, if you read them, they're saying, you know, to be announced at a later date. So, and I just rescheduled something yesterday that it was supposed to be for late April, and now we've said it's not going to happen then. It's going to happen at some time that they will declare in the future.
Wow. You know, here's the other part of it, Bill. I think about it because I was just a funeral for a friend not long ago, and Washburn McCreevy were the ones that did it, and it's always comforting to know that you're there because, in this case, funeral directors and, as you know, your staff, because people depend on you. I mean, you are kind of the front lines there. Under normal circumstances, your compassion is what stands out. And I would think now more than ever, because with less friends and family, boy, oh boy, you almost become part of the family, I would think.
Well, we really do become an extension where, you know, and it's our privilege and honor to participate that way. And you know, things have to keep going. Obituaries have to be placed. Death certificates have to be filed. Cremation authorizations must be obtained. Burials, you know, of a deceased human remain, it has to happen. And for example, and we are holding some caskets for families that would like to have a full traditional funeral in the future. And the best example is we have one gentleman that was a career military veteran, and his anticipation was someday he'd have full military honors at Fort Snelling. Fort Snelling National Cemetery, and we're waiting for that. And we're going to make sure that that happens for that family and for him. So sometimes we just have to wait and be patient, and it'll be real interesting the week after Easter. We're managing that very carefully to make sure that that we can serve all the families that are depending on us.
Well, people do depend on you, Bill, and I appreciate you talking about this morning with us here on WCCO Radio. If they want more information or obviously want to contact you because they're going through maybe these same circumstances, how do they do that?
They just look at washburnmccreevy.com or call us at 612-377-2203. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that we serve families to the very best of our ability. And I'll tell you, people have been very understanding. We've gone into homes, in full personal protective equipment when necessary. And we've served some of these families that unfortunately have experienced a death from COVID-19. And so we have to have our best foot forward in the way of protecting ourselves, protecting the families, and making sure that we're getting the latest updates of training from the National Funeral Directors Association and the Minnesota Funeral Directors Association to make sure that everybody stays as safe as possible. We need to outsmart this virus is what we need to do.
Bill, thanks so much for taking the time to explain all of this to folks this morning to join us to clarify things. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Take care.
Yep, Bill. You too, Bill. Bill McCreevy from Washburn McCreevy Funeral Homes and Chapels here in the Twin Cities. WCCO time is 8:28. We have another COVID-19 update coming up in 2 minutes on CBS News with Steve Simpson.